Good morning to clients and friends of Planning for Life and subscribers to Living Money. This is Jeremy Deeds, Certified Financial Planner and Registered Life Planner, with my weekly commentary for Monday the 3rd of December 2012. Well, here it is 6:30 in the morning on a cold, dark morning up in Yorkshire, and we've seen the first snowfalls of winter overnight, an inch or snow here, so not very pleasant. And I apologise for my croaky voice, I've got the bug, which is going around. Anyway, this week we're going to have a look at the markets and the economies, have a look back at November. And I think the big issues continue to be the US fiscal cliff, Eurozone debt, and prospects of growth globally. The OECD produced its revised growth forecasts, which were once again trimmed. And they're now talking about an uneven recovery for the next 2 years, mainly because of the Eurozone debt crisis. The OECD is predicting a 2013 contraction in the Eurozone area for the second year running, whilst the US is expected to expand around 2% next year. Let's turn to the regions then. Across in the US, the consensus seems to be coming around to a resolution of the US budget issues and the fiscal cliff, and that has certainly buoyed markets in the last couple of weeks since the US election. There's some good data still coming out of the US, positive reports on GDP, initial jobless claims, housing market and consumer confidence. And third quarter GDP was revised up from 2% to 2.7%, although much of the growth was in inventory investment rather than demand components, which is a little bit of a worry. Across in Europe, the big news was the bailout agreement for Greece, eventually. Everything comes to those who wait. It's a complex deal that still doesn't address the issues of its eventual recovery through increased competitiveness. So I still feel that Greece will be, quotes, allowed to exit the euro in the next year or so under controlled conditions and all that can devalue its new currency and start to recover. Europe stocks rose, but that was more good news from the US than anything else. Across in Asia-Pacific, there seems to be good figures coming out of Japan. The cabinet approved a second round of stimulus last week. Stocks are up 8% in the last 3 weeks on the back of a weak yen and expectations the LDP will win the 16th of December elections. India continues to grow, 5.5% growth in the second quarter, and the stock market follows suit. In China, though, things are not looking so good. Stocks are well down again, even though China's economic outlook is in fact brightening after 2 years of slow growth. Look at some of the other indicators. Oil, West Texas Intermediate, still hovers around $85 to $90 a barrel. But we're going to see some upward pressure with the more optimistic economic outlook. And US Treasury yields were a little down as uncertainty and risk aversion continues to increase demand for those marginally. Let's have a look at the markets. In November, still a bit mixed, although for the year as a whole, markets generally are very, very positive. But for November, Japan was up 5%, Paris is up 3%, Europe and the UK up about 1%, US is actually down 1%, oil little changed, $89 a barrel, gold also little changed at $1,716. What's the bottom line? Well, economic data does remain mixed, but prospects of the Far East and the US look substantially better than those in Europe. And Europe, to be fair, is still the main drag on global growth, there's no doubt about it. The US economy continues to move forward, although data tends to be a bit distorted by Hurricane Sandy. But resolve of the budget deficit will certainly be crucial, and that, I think, is going to be the major focus for investors over the next couple of weeks or so. Forthcoming market moving events. Here in the UK, Chancellor presents his autumn statement this week. Look out for his comments on the key debt to GDP ratio. That is the crucial one, and his prediction of what that's going to do over the next year or so. Being the first week of the month, there's a raft of figures around the world, especially the all-important Purchasing Managers Index figures, which give an indication of growth prospects. That's it from me. Planning for Life is authorised to provide financial advice regulated by the Financial Service Authority. Living Money is not authorised and provides financial coaching and educational services. Nothing in this commentary should be regarded as advice. We cannot be held responsible for the outcome of any action taken based on this commentary. It was advice that had been sought beforehand. That's it for me. Have a very, very good week, and I look forward to speaking to you next week about some of the issues in personal finance that have arisen over the last week. Sorry, last month. Take care. Goodbye.